cousins come over and they just like start taking the box. Like you have to give it back and scream cry.
I was in that phase for a very long time. Like late. Like I'd birthday be like, bags, I'm done. Teenager. I'm done opening my Christmas presents.
Like, what's up?
They got more than me. Why'd they get more?
When you were at these parties, would you be dressed like a Puerto Rican Power Ranger there? Or is that just today?
Dude, how dare you? This is the Nocta collection from Drake and Nike. You could never even dream of this. These shoes cost more than your life. I did get drunk and order a Drake tracksuit on the internet. I regret it. I'll never wear it publicly.
No, you have to.
This is the only time I'll wear it.
Wow, you have to. I'm telling you, you have to be down there chilling. Anytime you're outside, just go, yeah, I ordered the Nocta.
I'm part of the Nocta. It also, a baklava is what completes it. I would need that. That'd be the sickest shit
the
possible.
Greek food?
The mask. The
I said it wrong.
Baklava.
I thought you said you look like a Greek guy.
No, balaclava.
What's a balaclava?
I said baklava.
It's the hooded mask.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
I just noticed the gold swoosh on the front.
It's
gleaming.
This is a royal outfit.
Yeah, that's what you wouldn't be buried in.
That's the color purple of our time.
This was very important to me, and I'm glad you guys are giving it attention. Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
Because it meant a lot to
me. We're freeze framing this for when we have you taxidermied at a poker table like a Dominican guy. With sunglasses on.
You need to fully lean into it. And you got to just bust out, dude.
What do you mean?
Completely break out in this rocky tracksuit everywhere. It's a sick tracksuit.
Wear baklavas on my head all the time.
Yeah, wear baklava, dude.
Start wearing a white one.
That's going to suck. They're going to have to eventually tell people you can't wear ski masks, and it's going to be hilarious.
Yeah.
The white mask?
Yeah. What's the white mask?
We have
getting trouble with secret that. Little meetings. When we get around sales stuff you're not supposed to say.
What do you got on underneath that?
Sheath underwear.
Nice.
And a t-shirt under this. A Nate Diaz t-shirt. Nice. Those are my other outfits.
Thank
More
you.
More free stuff.
I owe you a thank you because at Skankfest, you introduced Nate Diaz to my wife.
Yes.
And I had to hold her back like a fucking rabid pit bull.
Yeah, that was right before chaos ensued and
naked men
was
came.
The naked roast and Nate Diaz did not like it and his friends
I heard
thought I was even gayer than they already do.
Hey guys, come hang out. All of a sudden there's naked dudes. I didn't know they're gonna be here, dude.
There was a guy on the naked roast, his name is Harrison Dye.
Yeah,
he was very excited to meet all the bros, and so he does the naked roast and they make you walk off stage and all the way back to the green room naked. And so he's like, he goes out, everyone bombs, so he goes out, bombs naked. I'm saying this in a nice way, he looked like when Chris Farley drove.
So there's some people in this bucket that are over 200 years old. We'll get to the bottom of that, though.
He's exactly right. It is a disgusting disgrace what this show has become. There's 200-year-old men in that bucket, and Elon's going to sniff them out like a retarded truffle pig.
Right. Yeah.
I bet you got groundskeeper Willie body.
Yeah. He's Jack.
Is that hairy? Is that hairy abs?
He kind of has groundskeeper Willie head as well.
Yeah, we'll have Sean Hardpeeny.
Big Dick dude. Sean Hardpeeny.
Look how handsome Sean is.
Did you see that?
Dude.
Oh, get out of here. And it's tasteful. And
it's
look at the fucking abs poking out of the top. Yeah. Shut up, dude. It looks like you're on her. She took that in a mirror.
It's safe to say you're in love, dude.
Damn.
Wow.
You're way too hot. Guard dog came over to my house one time, and one of my daughters said, oh my God, he looks like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. Yeah, my girlfriend said that.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah.
Yikes.
And then in a different conversation was like, I think Jake Gyllenhaal's hot.
Ah. Yeah,
and I was
two and two together.
Yeah. I was like that corgi, dude. I did the math real quick. You know, I was like, you son of a bitch. That's why I don't know if you noticed. I've been mean to Sean for the last couple months.
Yeah.
Oh, Sean.
I'm as mean as I can be to him now.
Yeah, I have no reason. I've just been jumping in.
Be quiet. You know not to talk during the podcast. I'm definitely kidding.
That's moment.com.
That is going to be a fucking whooping, dude.
She's going to beat your ass.
On my part, by the way. She's going to be like, you humiliated me and whatever you want. I'm like, no, I was joking. Dude, if I'm in my Drake if I'm in my Drake outfit, can't tell me nothing, dude. My heart is cold, bro.
Yeah, I just, dude, I had a long serious time.
You're gonna be building up some social debts. Dude,
I had a serious discussion last night with Brittany. We're talking about like what we're strategizing for what we're gonna do the night of the live stream. There's talk of coming, talk of not coming. We're sitting there talking. It's like we're just having like a general like check-in. I was in a robe. And my balls were sweating to the point where I was drops of water hitting the floor as I was like,
well, you got to think about it. And you're going to be up there. You're worried about the kids. And it's just ball sweat splattering the floor. In the end, we hugged.
Wait, hold on. What was the fight?
We're just figuring out. It wasn't even a fight. We were figuring out, like, are you coming? Are you not coming? Okay. Here's why. Here's maybe why. You know, back and forth. Yes. And that kind of stuff.
You spiked your sack temp.
My sack temp. Fucking, I had a fever. I had a fever on my sack, and dude, I wear that robe every day.
You wanted it so bad. You wanted to go up here alone so bad, dude.
No,
your balls were like,
please, please, please. Your balls were doing this the whole time.
God damn it, Matt.
Please.
Did you think about putting a little wristband on them?
I should have, dude. I need like a tennis sweatband. I never had my nuts sweat like that. Dude, it was full fucking.
I get it occasionally.
Dropping, dude.
Especially during a podcast. I'll be sitting down during a podcast and get up and be like, dude, my dick and fucking ass is drenched.
Yeah.
They've become one.
It's, yeah. It's just liquid. I can move like a slug on the ground. I could slide.
When I hit like end transmission on Twitch, it's like getting out of a pool. I'm fucking soaked. It's the only time.
Really?
I feel it dripping down my dripping down my fucking tits.
I usually shit don't sucks. Sweat, man. My body's going through changes. I usually don't
sweat.
You're
becoming a man.
I think I'm becoming a man.
You're going through menopause.
I finally was like, well, here's an idea I have to my wife. And my body was like, what the fuck's going on?
Fight.
My body just started fucking sweating. Fight. I was like, well, dude, don't fucking share your ideas.
Matt, do you get hot balls when you get riled up sexually?
Definitely, I would say.
Really?
Yeah.
Hot balls.
Like, they heat up?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. I kind of salivate a little bit. If I get riled up sexually, my mouth waters.
Whoa.
But yeah, dude, it's a problem.
Do your nipples get hard?
Yeah, my nipples are very sensitive.
His nipples start smoking.
You get your nipples sucked on?
Yeah, dude. I haven't got my nipples sucked on in a while. I'm going to get them sucked on.
Get them sucked. Oh, yeah. Didn't you used to get jerked off and sucked your nipples?
Yeah, dude. That's my go-to.
I can't believe
that's my birthday stuff. That's birthday stuff.
I can't believe I knocked you for that.
How good is that, dude? How good is that? I'm talking about, like, dude, I'm not trying to make any waves. I'm like, how about a little HJ? Easy. And it's like, yo, mind sucking my nipples? That's like when, you know, when people on heroin do like a little bit of methadone and then Xanax?
Yeah.
Get a hand job when your nipples sucked is like when you take your methadone and your Xanax. And you get off. It's like you're doing heroin. You're just like,
Yeah.
Your body just, that like short wire, some sort of circuitry in your body where like, I'm getting pussy right now.
Do you just get one sucked or alternating?
Well, I mean, ideally my left, but it's like,
they have a health gauge. Each nipple has a health gauge. You got to beat that health gauge and then move on to the other one while the other one recharges.
I mean, if she wants to move around, that's cool. But if she wants to latch on to one, that's fine.
The left is closer to your heart.
True. I'm telling you, man. Nipple suck HJ. Whoo, man.
Shane, do your nipples get super hard when you're aroused?
No, this never? Isn't about me, dude. I'm not a sex pervert. I don't have all this shit on here. I'm not a freak sex pervert.
Dude, I'm off the porn still.
Now, look what's happening, dude. You get your nipples sucked like a gay guy.
No, dude, it feels good. Why would I fight my biology? I also Winnie the Pooh'd the Vaseline the other day.
What? You got your head stuck in the jar?
Is Winnie the Oh, bother. I need to spice it up a little bit.
You're doing the right thing. Being off the porn's great, and
dude,
I support
it. It's been tough, but it's like I can't go
How
back
How affectionate
now.
Are you with your wife now? More?
Wildly.
Wildly.
Almost I have moments, too much? In the morning, I'll stop.
She's going to beg you to go
dude,
back on the night.
I do a thing where I freeze time. In the morning, we're sitting there. It's like we're busy, and I stop and just look at her.
Hot dude churches rule.
They're so weird. They kind of rule.
Leather, hot dudes.
You wear like leather bracelets and like a V-neck.
No!
Yeah, you're jacked and gay. There's nothing wrong with being gay. All right, the noise was a joke. Run the tapes back. The noise was a joke.
V-neck. No! Oh, man.
Fuck!
There's a YouTube channel. It's this guy goes around and interviews World War II vets. And there's one guy, the first guy I watched, I think his name's Filipek, F-I-L-I-P-E-K, Walter Filipek.
Just go ahead and say, hello, my name is?
Hello, my name is Walter Vincent Filipek. I was born in Raleigh County, 6th Squadron.
But this Walter guy, he's like 95 when he's getting interviewed.
49 backwards, that makes me 94.
You know, because always in the World War II documentaries, they show the old guys, and they always start getting emotional and like tear up, you know, sure. Rightfully so.
Yeah.
But this was the first guy I've ever seen that had literally zero PTSD and was just like smiling the whole time. They'd ask him a question, he'd be like, well, some of those Japs, they would have grenades when you'd go to take care of them, so I'd bayonet them. And they're like, don't you think that's a little cruel? He's like, yeah, it is cruel, but I've done it.
He just smiles.
He's giddy.
Dude, there was one, the best line in it, though. They were like, were you ever like afraid while you were there? He's like, no, I didn't have a girlfriend back home. All I had was some family. I didn't care if I died. I didn't care about nothing. I still don't care about nothing. It's just
damn, dude.
This guy's incredible.
Yeah.
I didn't care whether the sun come up next morning or not. It didn't bother me a bit, buddy. I didn't worry about nothing. I done what I had to do, and I did it.
How old were you on the island?
18. 18, buddy.
Dude, imagine hitting the diner. Just Purple Heart, Bronze Star. Right.
All
American flag
you can chug, man.
Does he ever get a
He
bill?
Was Forrest Gump. He was Forrest Gump. I've never heard that he was just like, well, they told me to do it, so I done it. Napalming caves filled with people.
Damn,
it
dude.
Was crazy.
I mean, dude, he's taking orders.
And he would also, dude, he executed a prisoner, and he talks about it. It's so funny.
What'd he do?
Like, he's like, so my commanding officer, he told me, now take that Jap. He says Jap a lot. I don't.
Yeah.
He said, now take that Jap behind the line and come back in 1 minute. Well, the line was a lot further than that, and I didn't want to be out there by myself. So he takes this Japanese prisoner back, and he's like,
I started searching him. He only had one picture on him. That's it. Nothing else. He wouldn't give it up. I said, yes, yes. He said, no, no. I said, yes, yes. I want the picture. Well, I looked at my watch, and time was going by. I had to shoot him, get the picture, but I did. Do that what to do. And he had a picture of...
And then it cuts to him holding up the picture. And, he goes, no! And this is a picture I got from that Jap. They were lopping off Chinese heads. They were cutting off Chinese heads and putting them in a basket.
That was the picture?
That's the picture.
That was the keepsake?
Yeah, the keepsake. Oh. The Japanese guy had a picture of them cutting off Chinese heads.
I thought it would have been a picture of his sweetheart.
No, no, you would think. Yeah. The guy was like, I'm not giving this up. This picture's too tight. It was tight. It was
his enemies.
It was him and his boys chopping off heads in front of the Great Wall of China. The Great Wall of China was behind them.
He had to get that back to his bros.
And Walter goes,
at the Great Wall. The Great Wall of China. And that is something to see, too. I've been all over it.
That guy, Walter Filipek.
Jesus,
might
man.
Might be the best dude I've ever seen.
American hero.
He easily. Literally, truly might be the GOAT.
Yeah.
Like, just be like, because everybody, you know, they're always like, I was over there. The only thing I cared about was the guy next to me, all that stuff. He's just like, I didn't care. I still don't care at all.
He says, I'm going to dig a hole here and shit in your hole. I said, no, you ain't. This is my home, my castle. I said, you ain't going to shit in my house. He says, I'm a sergeant. I said, you might be a sergeant, but to me, you're a shitbird like everybody else. They'll kill you.
There's one time Walter's in his foxhole. They set off a flare in the middle of the night. And he said there was a Japanese dude just right at the foot of his foxhole about to jump in. So he shoots him. And the guy like fell into the foxhole, and there's two other guys that were sleeping were like, who's that? Or like, what the fuck was that? And he's just like, just somebody that shouldn't have been here. And then I went back to sleep. He just woke up blasted, dude. Tucked himself back in.
And one more step, that Jap been on top of us. So I shot him. He fell down over the cliff. And boy jumped up. What happened? I said, we just about had an unwanted visitor in here. I said, I'm going to bed now. Y'all can have us from here. So next morning, I walked all the way around, went down there, got Longines wrist socks off of him, got a Japanese flag, got a rifle. I got the wristwatch, and I got the flag yet.
That must have been so sick back then, just to have like a nasty autist in the foxhole.
Oh, bro. Yeah. He, well, man, there's so many good ones. I watched an hour and a half.
I could listen to, yeah, I could listen to this for 5 hours.
And it's just straight cameras just on Walter sitting there like, well.
How high were his pants?
Matt, the pants.
The people wanted to know about the pants level too, though.
I mean, you assume they're high. It's a dumb question. They're obviously high.
They're nipple chafers.
There's no way he's sagging.
Yeah. No.
He steps up and he's just sagging.
Yeah, he's
suspenders or no suspenders?
No suspenders, dude. Just an American flag button down with his medals pinned to his shirt. But he, some of them are rough to watch. Some of the geezers.
Oh, they're not all a blast?
No, they're not all. They're not all a hoot.
The atrocities,
like Walter.
The Pacific Theater.
Walter didn't give a fuck, dude. Yeah. Everybody else is just broken, and Walter's just like, I did it. I did what I had to do, so I done it.
He has a necklace of ears.
Yeah. Well, here's what I was saying. So he lands on, I think it was Okinawa. So he gets there. There was like a Japanese dude like 500 yards away. Like they could see him. And he's talking to his commanding officer, and he's like, I'm going to put some tracers in, and I'm going to shoot him. And they were like, you can't hit that. No chance. So Walter fucking lit this dude up. And the guy's like, I'm glad I'm on your side. He's like, well, I come here to kill. So that's what I'm doing. He's just murdering people.
It's very what are practical. Tracers?
Tracer is a bullet. You know how when they light up?
Yeah.
That's a tracer.
Oh, really?
So those aren't all the... You know, in Fury, there's a lot of like, it almost looks like lasers.
Just kinda, yeah.
Yeah, that's because every like third or fourth round
is
a light, so you can see where it's going.
Oh. Damn.
Yeah.
He just lit a guy up.
He just lit him up, dude.
And when we hit there, Gunny Sergeant, I said, Gunny, there's a brush pile moving up there. He said, you're crazy, Walt. I said, I might be, but I got good eyes. So I said, put your glasses on him. And this Japanese was trying to get to a truck. And I said, Gunny, I'm going to empty my regular bullets, put tracers in there. And I said, I'm going to kill him. He said, no, you ain't, 500 yards. I said, Gunny, you ever hear of Kentucky Windage? He said, yes, I have, old Sergeant York. So I emptied my regular bullets, put tracers in it. And I said, now you tell me up over what now, because that's the only way I'm going to get him. After the fifth shot, I got him. He said, boy, I'm glad you're on our side. I said, yeah, I come here to fight. I'm ready. I said, they taught us to kill or be killed in the Marine Corps. He said, yeah, that's the old saying, kill or be killed.
Scream, I fight candy.
Oh, yeah,
I fight all this.
Scarf ice cream.
I scarf ice cream. I scarf milk.
What was your darkest ice cream hours?
My darkest time of all time. I was just telling your dad. I was at your dad's house.
He could be your spot. Well, no, he's actually.
I got a
hand.
He's using. My dad's on K&A with ice cream.
He's acting like he's not using.
Phil uses ice cream. Phil's a user. I'll catch him. I'll be down watching TV. You know me. I'm a night owl, so I'm down there and I see Phil come down at around 1 a.m.
Oh,
shirtless. Big ass gut in the kitchen. Just.
Bit of a fruit bat, dude.
He's a complete fruit bat. He's an Australian fruit bat. I turn around and say, Phil, what the hell are you doing out there? He's like, what? What?
My dad's a primetime user, dude. Every after like a Sunday dinner, it's the gallons come out of the fridge.
His eyes lit up when I told him I had a problem. He's like, you got a problem with ice cream? I was like, dude, I got a hand packed pint and I got a milkshake to go for the road.
Thankfully, I don't have any problems.
Just to get home. Now they got a place that's doing buy one, get one freeze right now.
Of what?
Milkshakes.
That was your fatherly milkshakes?
True.
24 ounce milkshakes.
That's all I do. Is
where?
This ice cream place that opened up near my house.
God damn.
Oh, man.
They deliver. Buy one, get one free.
They get it delivered. Milkshake sucks, dude. It's warm. You just chug it down. You're like, what am I doing?
I use twice. I'm done.
It'd be so
good. You use twice? That's it?
I use twice and I'm done.
You taste it?
I'm done.
You OD'd?
I don't want to think about it anymore. I just want to drink beers.
What'd you have? What'd you OD on?
Two vanilla milkshakes with whipped cream.
You got two at once?
I got 48 ounces of milkshake.
Oh, no, wait.
What the fuck?
You doubled up? You got two?
Doubled up, yeah.
You got 48 ounces of milkshake?
Take your white wig off, dude.
You shot.
What?
What the fuck?
So that's chaos.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, this at least gives me results.
It's dark, bro.
So does that happiness.
Yeah,
true. No, it doesn't. As soon as you're done with that, that's
but the whole
dark,
time is nirvana.
Darkness.
People do heroin. They feel horrible afterwards.
I think you shot. That's shooting two bags.
What?
He shot two bags.
Oh, yeah.
He tried to hot shot himself. With the whipped cream.
With the whipped cream?
That's the fentanyl, dude.
It's 50 cents.
Oh. Fuck, dude.
Was this probably a lot of money on cans of whipped cream? That's 50 cents per fucking.
Were these pizza place milkshakes?
Pretty much. It's like an ice cream place that just opened up, Palin Village.
Pause. Is it like an ice cream place run by like an Egyptian dude?
I don't know. It's Uber Eats. Buy one, get one free. I hit a button.
when my sister was recovering
yeah.
from her addiction to heroin. Yeah. She just loved, they love sugar.
Yeah, they love sweets, yeah, dude.
She would be like, and I was at home. It was during COVID. I was at home a lot. And I was like, yo, chill on the fucking sugar. Like, yeah. And she's like, what? Yeah. I don't even have any sugar. I'm like, all right. I'm not giving anybody shit, but you have way too much sugar. That's what's fucking up a little bit. And she'd be like, no, I'm getting coffee. She would go to Sheetz and get just a giant milkshake, dude. Oh. She would call it coffee. Dude.
Yeah.
It was like their iced coffee.
Yeah. Caramel. Type
it had fucking whipped cream and Reese's on top of it. I was like, dude, this is
what? I'm having a morning coffee.
Dude, like, all right, dude. That's every morning at that Aramango Avenue Wawa. It's the most milkshakes, all that shit. And they're all like, why are you mocking me?
Bill's a cappuccino guy.
I mean, he told me he was a cappuccino.
He likes cappuccinos.
You're a cappuccino.
Dude, I was just telling him about Pavarotti. He never knew about Pavarotti.
Sweet. Cappuccino.
You like the cappuccinis?
Yeah, dude.
Sweet baby Billy loves the sweet cappuccino. He's all right. Because he's coming on.
Are you sipping cappuccinis at the Aramango Wawa?
What are you doing with the cappuccinis?
Dude, I've just been hitting cappuccinos.
Awesome, dude.
Are you doing mocha alert from Wawa?
No, it's just the espresso. Yeah. It's just the espresso.
Really?
Dude, a little
frothy
again?
Milk?
Little Vespa, Billy.
What's wrong? Are they bad for you? I don't know if they're bad for you. They're bad for
you. It's for girls.
It's for girls?
I'll be honest.
I mean, my mom had.
In the spirit of solidarity, I've been fucking with almond milk lattes, dude. So yeah, I'm on my basic bitch shit.
I just do like cappuccino. That's kinda, yeah. No, dude. Almond milk?
Actually, sorry. Coconut
Paul
milk.
Saldino
coconut
would milk have your latte. Ass if you had almond milk.
Coconut milk latte.
Where are the udders on
and
an
vape pen, dude? Get me on my basic bitch shit, dude. It's over.
Where are the udders?
Yo, dude, I'm acting in solidarity with you. You stabbed me in the back.
No, that's gay. Fucking cappuccinos are alpha as fuck.
Cappuccinos are alpha.
I go into fucking Starbucks in the morning.
That's what the wives get, dude.
I go into Starbucks in the morning right now because my Aramango Avenue Wawa's fucked up right now, and I'm getting fucking pissed at them.
You're a Starbucks?
I go to $4 when I fucking go on Aramango Ave in York. I roll in there hard as fuck, dude. I just go, yo, I'm not going to say grande. Give me a large one. Saying the gay obviously. Shit, dude.
That's standard protocol.
And then I get it and I leave and I'm happy.
What about a cappuccino is better than a coffee?
I don't know. It's just fucking getting cold.
Cappuccinos aren't very good.
It's getting cold out. I don't know if they might be bad for you. Like, I don't know.
They're good.
No, they're fine.
Yeah. They're fine?
Yeah, they're
it's
healthy.
It's just milk. It's not even half.
It's Mediterranean diet.
It's just a little bit more milk with espresso.
Yeah. I've been getting half and half of my
coffee. That's when I started when I was a young man. French vanilla cappuccinis.
Whew. Yeah,
those are bad for you.
One little shot of espresso and a fucking.
Is that when you're in Spain?
No, Spain had good coffee. Just those little tiny cups.
Spain Billis.
Spain. Oh yeah, Spain Billis.
Yeah,
that's a funny joke. Did you come up with that? Did you put your name in my name?
I mean, no. Like
because you love me, dude. Because you're obsessed.
We combine it.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with you. Okay. Anyway, how's your sketches going?
Dude, I can't believe you threw me under the bus. You were drowning. I was like,
you were drowning. You were
in
any life raft. You just grabbed it, dunked his head underwater, dude.
Hot potato, hot potato. I'm not holding that, bro. You got to spike the mic if you're going to hit sweet.
True.
Be fucking normal. Dude, the shit they're doing in Qatar is fucking me up.
What are they doing?
Oh, dog, we need a Bud Light run out of you.
Sean.
Sean, do what we say.
A fucking Twitter with 1,900 followers just named us top five political podcasts.
War Motors?
Yeah.
Wait, us?
Yeah.
Wow.
Where there were Tim Dillon, Drinking Bros, and some other people.
You guys are top five political.
Do you feel comfortable talking about your current professional situation?
My what?
Your current professional situation?
Yeah, I'm fucking hitting the high road.
I'm Bill, so proud of you.
I'm so pumped, bro. Billy's so getting pumped. His Ludus, dude. He's getting his wooden sword. And
I have to go
freedom.
On my hero's journey.
It's time.
With Spade.
You must. You
guys not a full hero's journey. Got Spade with me.
No, dude. It's like Shrek and Donkey, dude. You guys got a little thing going.
It's more like Hodor and Bran.
Same.
Spade sees the future. I just fucking keep on trucking.
True. You're Hodor. The future.
Huh?
Spade, do you see the future?
I wish, dude. I used to be able to see the future. No, not so much anymore.
Spade said he has a fucking wild-ass vision when he was young. The whole room went black and everything was
everything
different.
Did go black when I was like 12.
Fucking crazy.
For what?
Yeah. I was studying for the PSATs. I was sitting at a desk. Everything went black. And like when I say like I went into nothing, I went into nothing.
You entered the void.
And then I came back. I like woke up and I went downstairs and I was never the same again. I was like, oh, I'm a grown up now. It was fucking bizarre.
Whoa.
Before that, I was like a little kid.
Yeah.
I was a unit. Me and Bill were talking about it today. Like fucking like, dude, when you're little, I was cracking up on what was that, 12 Days of Christmas?
Yeah, yeah.
There's some shit in 12 Days of Christmas that we used to sing at Old St. Thomas, like, mm-hmm. and I think it's like laying eggs. And like farts as laying eggs was like too fucking funny.
Yeah.
Like I'd love to go back to that innocence, dude. You know what I mean?
You can't. You went into the abyss.
And I hit third grade. I started saying fuck. Fourth grade, I fucking took a note. Like it was like we were writing a goodbye note to our teacher. I was like, you're a bitch.
And fourth grade?
Yeah, she totally read my handwriting. She goes, Andrew, hallway. Now I immediately started crying. Everybody's calling me a bitch. Fucking backfire. Fuck. Yeah.
I've never cried in grade school, thank God.
Sweet Gardarini.
I had my like miraculous medal, and I think we're playing in the recess yard, and Pat, my cousin, kind of ripped it and it broke, and I had to like, I stifled it, but I was very close to crying.
Really?
I did Eyes in the Sun. I was like, dude, fucking
sweating.
I was fucking.
Yeah, I cried.
Yeah.
Yeah, no shit.
That was, whoa, what the fuck?
What'd you cry about?
What the fuck?
I don't know what I cried about.
What'd you cry about?
You're going to be mean about it. What do you mean?
What'd
you cry about? Shit.
I'm just saying.
What?
You seem like you had a fucking mighty spaz in you. Long fuse.
Me.
I think long fuse. No, no, no.
You want to talk big spazzes?
No. I'm just saying long fuse, but when it happens, the top pop.
Last week when he spazzed,
you
he
scare
said some
people,
pretty
dude.
Mean
you
stuff.
Fucking freak.
I'm just saying.
You
spazzed
last
week?
Freak,
dude.
Wait, he said some pretty mean things.
What I spazz on last
I
week?
I never spazz.
You've never spazzed?
I don't think I've ever. I don't know when. Like a hard spaz? Almost never.
He's calling you long fuse
as
when the Tony pops.
It's coming, still hasn't come.
Oh, it's going to be
even when you're little?
I mean, maybe when I was little. Yeah, the closest thing I can think of is spazzing is like.
Spazzing on your sisters?
Getting sent up to my room and being like, I'm not.
Dude.
Like. That's a very young man, though.
That's
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Come, I don't
dude,
think
we're talking
spazzed.
About back. We're talking about crying in grade school. We're not
actually,
talking about right
dude,
now.
No, I know.
You're cool, calm, and collected.
That's the start of a pretty good idea because, like, post-coming.
Post-come, I
don't
spazz. Yeah.
He spazzes post-come.
Post-come.
Until you can.
Once you can crumb.
Spaz.
Oh, after your first crumb, you don't spaz.
I've been some post-cum spazzes in my life.
Yeah, you are a spaz, though.
I'm a big-time spaz.
Yeah.
I spaz out.
I think my blood pressure is going to go down.
Really?
I'm going to drive all day long in Philly. It makes you irate.
Dude.
Philly's a big world, bro.
When I was driving down here, I had a moment where I rarely have them.
Yeah. I got three bad words you're not allowed to say.
I was driving, and I was like, shit's good, dude. Shit's really fucking good. I was very happy.
Sorry, it's and so then, funny yeah. where you went with that. You're like,
yeah.
Well, you start talking about traffic. I mean,
no, and then I got cut off. I went from literally almost crying, happy.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, damn, I'm going home for Thanksgiving. Everything's good. I love everybody. This is sick. What's better than this, dude? I get to come to Philly and josh around with my pals.
Rules.
What the fuck? What am I complaining about all the time? This is good as it gets.
True.
And then Hype Beast cut me off.
I got now furious.
Easy season 4.
And then I got furious.
Damn,
dude.
The bubbles were fucking.
Yeah.
He hit your magma core.
It got me.
Your fucking volcanic core.
But I'm trying to think of spaz.
If you didn't drive, like.
I don't think I fully spazzed.
Last time I spazzed was when the city came after me. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I was driving around, not crying, but like.
Yeah.
Crying,
hot
like,
face,
not crying, but like fucking shaky voice.
Yeah,
vertigo.
Anyone calling me, I'm screaming at them.
They're trying to take your house.
What's that movie with Denzel Washington where he goes in the place with a bomb strapped to his chest?
Oh, Man on Fire, or something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
John Q.
John Q. Yeah.
You had a good 2 years where you were convinced, and you know, you had a reason to be convinced that the city was going to take your house.
Oh yeah, I was spazzed. Yeah, but you know, I was thinking, I was listening to some Malcolm X clips. Denzel sounds exactly like Malcolm X.
You know he played Malcolm X?
I know, but it's insane how like they sound exactly the same, dude. It's wild.
Yeah, I could see that. I never thought
about that. Sorry, sidetrack.
I could see them sounding pretty similar.
Why?
Similar cadence. Flow.
Have you heard a lot of
dude,
Malcolm
exactly.
X?
Dude, exactly.
Yeah, I
was playing.
I thought you were just spitballing.
No. I was playing.
I was like, same cadence.
I've listened to some Malcolm X.
Malcolm X does rule.
Yeah.
What a turnaround he's had in our culture.
Dude.
Everybody's kind of being like, all right, Malcolm X wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it was all MLK was the man. Malcolm was kind of in the
MLK
middle.
MLK is still a man.
Malcolm was in the middle.
I mean, what the fuck, dude?
That's why he gets paid the big bucks.
And we're letting things bring us down?
But then, yeah, every now MLK, everyone's like, fuck MLK. Now, like, Malcolm's where we got to be. A lot of people, I'm telling you.
They call him misogynist.
Oh, yeah.
The libs hated on MLK. He's colorblind racism, dude.
I mean, they killed him. The Democrats killed him.
They just follow the media.
Did you call them the Democrats?
Yeah. Democrats.
Democrats.
The Democrats?
Yeah. Demon rats.
The demon rats?